Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to talk with Jim Brandel with the Pella Community Foundation. He's going to talk about the grants that they give out and about the grant application deadline. Jim, today we're going to be talking about the Pella Community Foundation. There are some deadlines coming up for grant applications, but first, tell me about what the Pella Community Foundation does.
Well, Brad, nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me. The Pella Community Foundation is basically an organization whose purpose is to preserve the heritage of Pella and to enhance the quality of life of our residents here in Pella. And we do that by funneling gifts and monies from individuals and bequests and organizations to not-for-profits within the Pella area that can best serve the people and enhance the quality of life for our residents here in our community.
How did this get started?
Well, the Pella Community Foundation is 20 years old this year, and it started under the direction of Dr. Ken Weller, the former president of Central College. When he retired from Central, he looked for a way in which he could give back, and so he started developing and promoting the idea of a community foundation here in Pella. And over the 20-year period, we've grown from a startup organization to one in which, over the last 20 years, we've given out almost 400 grants to organizations totaling $672,000. So the money is invested, and then grants are given to organizations.
What are some of the organizations that have received some of this help?
Well, just this last year, we granted a total of $50,000 in grants to 30 organizations. And to just give a few overviews, one was, for example, to Central College to provide interns to not-for-profits in the community. We gave a grant to the Christian Opportunity Center. I guess what I'm trying to point out is that we cover all different age spectrums. For example, we gave a grant to Fairhaven West to help them provide and install an automatic door opener for the elderly in that community. And then one grant that we're seeing the results of right now is the Schulte House Museum has a wonderful exhibit on the Civil War, and we helped fund that particular exhibit through a grant. So a wide variety of grants to a lot of different organizations covering a broad spectrum of age groups and focus for these organizations.
So how can people go about applying for one of these grants?
Well, we have a grant process that we follow, and that's the primary reason for my wanting to visit with you today, is we have a deadline for grant applications, which is next week on November 15th. Any applications for 2013 have to be received by next Wednesday. And these grant applications are basically, you can find the material on our website at www.pellacommunityfoundation.org and look under the grant making tab. And there all the materials for submitting a grant and the materials that are necessary for an application are included in the site.
And so this can be for a wide variety of projects. I mean, the Schulte House is a little out of the ordinary for what you think a grant would be for. It's kind of a temporary thing, but it's a really good asset to the community.
Well, the Schulte House is a good example because you recall that I said one of our purposes is to preserve our heritage. And, of course, the Schulte House Museum is definitely part of our heritage. So we look for a number of ways in which we can enhance the quality of life within the Pella community. And that may be in terms of doing something with a historical society. It may be doing something with school children here in Pella. We make grants to an organization that we form called the Excellence in Education, where we make a grant. Last year it was $6,000. And this grant money can then be distributed to what we call mini grants, which are administered by the administrators from both Pella Community School District, Pella Christian School District, and the Pella Christian grade school group. So all of those monies are then given to teachers to help enhance classroom experiences and so forth.
So the funds for these grants, they come from private donations. How do you go about finding those donations?
Well, that's part of what I'd like to get the word out. We one of the ways that we get monies are through bequests. People include the Pella Community Foundation in their wills. And last year, for example, we received some pretty significant grants from individuals who wanted to leave part of their estate to help the Pella community, because they were longtime residents, had a very fond spot in their heart for Pella, and wanted to give back even in their after their demise. But we also asked the community to support us by direct gifts. We will be sending out in the next few weeks materials to the community soliciting gifts for year-end campaign that will help us to again meet the needs. Generally, we get about 40 to 45 applications for grants. We make grants in the range of 30, and so we get anywhere between $60,000 and $70,000 request for $50,000 of money. So we're always looking for ways in which we can stretch the money, and also ways in which we can get individuals to respond so that we can meet the needs of some of these very worthwhile organizations and some of the worthwhile projects which they propose.
So how can people contact the Community Foundation to learn more about applying to one of these grants and or to learn about donating?
Well, a very good question, Brad. And the best way is to check out our website, www.PellaCommunityFoundation.org, or you can call us at our offices, which is 628-8003, or give me a call, Jim Brandle, at 628-2522, and I'll be happy to talk with individuals.
All right. Well, thanks for coming here today.
Brad, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Jim Brandle, Community Foundation. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.